Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting third. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Saul Raghavan. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Saul Raghavan. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy takes first base on ball four. Mitchell moves to second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mitchell moves to third. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pretty moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pretty scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wertz moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, The Tigers won, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Saul Raghavan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raghavan hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garcia for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a line drive towards third. Rosen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 1 in the game. Easter hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Groth for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Callaway moves to second. Saul Roggoven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roggoven is 0-for-1 in the game. Roggoven hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Callaway scores. Swift moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lapon hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers. Boone reaches second base with a double. Rosen moves to third. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau pinch hits for Mike Garcia. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Early win now pitching. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Pretty moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-2 in the game. Easter hits a fly ball towards right field. Wirtz fields the ball and throws to short. Lapon drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Lapon. Mitchell scores. Kennedy moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Tigers. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0-for-2 in the game. Dobie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kennedy scores. It's Indians, 2, Tigers, 2. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doby moves to second. Fred Hutchinson now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby scores. Rosen moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rosen moves to third. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Mitchell moves to second. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-3 in the game. Easter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Easter moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Easter scores. Doby moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lepon hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pretty is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5. And the Tigers too. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. he's got one RBI. Boone hits a pop-up towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 3 in the game. Gordon strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evers is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 3 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Easter is hit by the pitch. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mullen pinch hits for Bob Swift. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Keller pinch hits for Fred Hutchinson. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.